I've been so nervous about this. And it appears that we have a grand total. If you missed what happened on Tuesday, it's been going on for a while, like boiling under, or I guess boiling up. Alex, producer MYK, Buster, pretty much a lot of my, I thought, friends and coworkers here liked my beard. But apparently, like, they would talk trash behind me and do subtle Instagram stories and different stuff saying that, like, I look like a bum. And
I disagree with that, Joe. We talk trash in front of you.
True.
Either way, I said, okay, how about this, guys? You guys want my beard to go? I'm like, let's do something, which I didn't think would be possible. No offense, but it is a lot. I said, hey, if we can raise $1,009, there's a GoFundMe campaign set up for our coworker, David, who lost his house on the 4th of July. Thank God his wife and their boys made it out, but the house burnt down and to no fault of their own. And they pretty much all they had was the clothing on their back. And I was like, if we can help out with this GoFundMe campaign that another coworker, you know, is got organized, and we can raise $1,009, I'll shave my beard off. To be honest, I want to help the guy, but I don't want to shave my beard. I really like it. Well, Alex, MYK, Buster, everybody's been busting their butt, sharing it, promoting it, plugging it in all of our social media, and it's been creeping up. And then this morning, the past hour, we've had like a wave of people donating, like nuts.
Tons of people, including Black Diamond of Indy Pest Control. They posted a picture of their team and said, Black Diamond of Indy Pest Control's employees have pitched in to make sure we make a difference. We hope this helps, and we are so sorry this happened. Hashtag shave the beard. 25 from Carrie Ann, Vicky donated, Alex, Laura, Christy, Brianna, Joshua, Raphael, Lindsay, Amanda. I mean, I could go on and on.
Wait,
you guys are so
Lindsay?
Awesome. Lindsay, your wife. Yes, thank you.
She commented, pretty sure no one is more excited to see the beard go than I am. Happy to help this family get this nasty thing off my husband's face all at one time. Wait, did she take our joint checking account and donate a bunch of money?
She did.
Great, that's being used against me. Not that I don't want to help our coworker.
Yeah, Jordan donated $100. Drew, thank you. Whitney, Terry, Mallory. I mean, so many donations, and we only gave you guys such a small amount of time to do this.
Four days.
That was it. And you guys really pulled through, and we're so excited to have you a part of the Joe and Alex Show family, and love you guys for this. And I know that our coworker David is so thankful, and we do have a total.
All right, well, that's going to ask you, did we reach Alex the goal to shave off my beard and to give the money to our coworker David? Did we reach the $1,009 goal?
We needed $1,009.
Okay.
We reached $2,310.
Wow. Woo! David.
Oh, my God.
David, I'm happy for you, dude, but that means my beard's got to come off this morning.
You know, Joe, I liked your beard, but... As much as I like your beard, I have a lot to rebuild.
Tell us, David, like, what exactly happened? Your house caught on fire from what we saw on the GoFundMe campaign page back around July 4th. What happened?
Yeah, we had our neighbor was putting on a gigantic 4th of July show or whatever. He paid like $2,500 for, I don't know, a whole lot of fireworks. And they were going up. And we were finished. We went back in the house, and about an hour later, my wife said, "I smell something burning." And you know, and they went to investigate, and all of a sudden, my son runs upstairs, grabs his son, and gets my other two boys out of the house. And my wife is screaming, "We got to call 911! The house is on fire!" And I was like, "Whose house?" I ran outside and our house was on fire. It was just going right up the side of our house. Looked like it started in our trash can, where some of the fireworks may have landed right in our trash can, and caught the trash can on fire. The trash can caught the house on fire. It all went up. It was
wow.
Bad.
David, what can you explain, and I know it might be hard, but can you kind of, what do you want to say to the listeners, that even the ones that were like, I don't have any money, but I can give $5, just all of the listeners that donated, what do you want to say?
From the bottom of my heart, I am so thankful for everybody. I've been watching the GoFundMe page this week, and it's, you know, start off people I knew, people that, you know, that I knew that knew me. And then it just went to people that I had no idea who they were, but their thoughtfulness, their kindness, $5, $1, $7, whatever it was. I am so thankful that there are people in this city that just even just think about others and just will give a little bit that they have to give. It means so much to me and my wife and my family. And from the bottom of our hearts, we are so thankful. Thank you.
How are things going right now, David? I guess if it was July 4th, we're about a month past that. Where are you at right now? I mean, are you even close to getting some sense of normalcy, or what's life like for you, your wife, and your boys?
Well, right now we're still in a hotel. We've been in a hotel for about a month now, looking for another place to live in Avon, where we live at, and so we can keep the boys in a sense of normalcy. So mm-hmm. we keep them normal, you know, same school, don't have to move around or whatever. You know, we're still waiting to figure out what we're going to do next. But we do know the next step is to get out of the hotel and into a rental property until we rebuild what we currently are, our house.
Well, yeah. I just want to tell you, David, we've been here since October, and you are one of the nicest guys. I remember first meeting you when we got here, and I mean, it's just, I'm so happy to work with a guy like you, and we've met your wife and your kids, and a great family, and we're just so thankful for our listeners, too, that, you know, they heard your story, and they wanted to help you out, man. And if people still want to help out, I mean, the beard's coming off now, so we might as well help out David and the family.
Yeah, the GoFundMe total, they had a $10,000 goal. They're at $8,810, so a little more than $1,000 left so that David and his family can meet their goal. So please, just because we're shaving Joe's beard in the next few minutes, please don't stop donating to help this family in need. Like I said earlier today, this is an opportunity for you as a parent, especially if you have children, to show them what it's like and why it's important to give to others, and teach them about kindness and doing unto others Absolutely. As you'd like them to do unto you. And so, you know, use this as an opportunity as a parent, or just let this be your good deed for the week or the month. And, you know, it's not about the amount. It's just about giving. And if it's $5 that you can give instead of going to get, you know, your fast food lunch today or a coffee, you know, do that instead just this one time. And I know that David and his family would really appreciate that.
Oh, yes, definitely. Thank you. Thank you, everybody. Thank you to my Radio Now family. Oh, my gosh. I'm just so thankful for everything that everybody said.
Dude, David, we love you so much, man. And we look forward to seeing you getting to work this morning. Okay, buddy?
All right.
All right. Thank you so much. And really, I don't want my beard to go, but thank you so much. I mean, like I said, we're trying to connect as much. We've only been here, Alex, since October 10th. But I can already feel like the connection and everybody being a part of the show and helping out. And David's one of the nicest freaking guys I've ever met in my life. And not that you want to, like, you say, oh, well, I mean, just to go through that, I feel so bad for him. But I'm just so thankful to the community and his friends and family, everybody supporting him.
Absolutely. And I just have one comment to read.
Oh, okay.
From Jordan. Jordan says, I vote handlebar mustache.